Have you been in a convenience store lately, a McDonald's, or maybe bought some fresh donuts, a piece of jewelry, or a set of tires? Well, these diverse businesses have at least one thing in common. They are affiliated with the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. The group's president and CEO is Gordon Goff. He joins Farm Bureau Today and Executive Vice President Adam Sharp to talk about the economy, government, and other trends and issues in the retail sector that impact owners, workers, and consumers. It's all today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants has been serving its members' interests since 1922, and Gordon Goff is the group's president and CEO. Gordon is a native of Kettering, Ohio, has degrees from Ohio State University and Ashland University, and is active in community and business organizations. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Joe, thank you, and Adam, thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
Yeah, I mentioned Adam. I will say he had a little schedule conflict. He's going to join us, so that empty chair that you're talking to right now it represents Adam. So I mentioned just very briefly about the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. Tell us more.
Sure. Thanks, Joe. Thanks again for letting me be here today. As you mentioned, the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants was founded in 1922 by leading retailers in the state to have a voice in the State House. And we currently advocate for our 7,500 members on legislative issues impacting here in the Ohio General Assembly, Office of the Governor, and other statewide offices, or even in Congress a little bit.
Talk a little bit about who those members are. You don't represent all retailer, do you?
Well, we represent a good cross-section. We represent the world's largest retailers, two small independent moms at mom-and-pop shops operate on main streets across Ohio. So we run the gamut of all issues retail. If we're selling tires one day, we're selling jewelry the next, or we're operating in a convenience store, or we're selling you general merchandise goods in our other stores.
So how does that work when, I'm sure you don't have one of the Waltons actually sitting at the table, but when you're representing a Walmart and you're representing mom-and-pop's donut shop, what's that dynamic like when you've got that diversity of scale and scope?
The common denominator, Joe, is retail. They're all in retail. They're all consumer-facing, selling products to consumers, and many of the issues that impact the operators on Main Street are the same issues that operate the large retailers. And so we do a nice job over 90-some years as our organization is to bring everybody together under one tent and advocate on behalf of the industry.
How many people you have on staff? What are some of the kind of things they do?
Sure. We've got 6 full-time people on staff. Obviously, having a strong presence in the State House is very important. We have folks that are there day and night making sure that retail interests are protected and being advocated for. We also have, you know, our folks who are member-facing, who are talking to membership every day and trying to get a pulse of what issues are, and myself, same thing. I'm talking to members, finding out issues that impact the retail industry and how we can better serve our members every day.
I know you and Adam have talked about similarities in the organizations. We work locally and at the state level and also nationally. Is there a connection between the Ohio retail group and what's going on at the national level?
Oh, absolutely. Our national friends, the National Retail Federation, the Retail Industry Leaders Association are our groups that we work with hand in glove on the federal level. But here in the state, our relationship with the Farm Bureau is very important. You know, food retailing is a big part of our organization, and the discussion of farm to table is important, and we're a big part of the food supply chain. Retail is an important part, even on the wholesale side, which our members are engaged in, and even on the retail side, and to when you pick up that pound of bacon in your local Kroger store.
Gordon Goff is president and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, our guest today on Town Hall Ohio. Go a little bit more into the need to work with lawmakers, regulators, administrators, the importance of having a connection for your members to the people who are in the State House and the executive suite.
Sure. Thanks, Joe. You know, just to back up a little bit and the importance of retail in the Ohio economy, retail is 1 in 4 jobs in Ohio. We represent 25% of the state's workforce, and we're 17.6% of the state's GDP. So our members are employing people, they're paying taxes, and they're working on issues that could be in regard to taxes, unemployment comp, workers' comp. And so those issues and what our members think about those issues are important to make sure that we educate and familiarize ourselves with the legislature.
So you mentioned that 1 in 4 jobs. That was one of the things I wanted to spend a little time chatting with you on. We hear so much today about the need for employers to find the right kind of people. Employment is a challenge for just about any business, whether you're a manufacturer or a farmer or a retailer. As retailers look at workforce in Ohio and its needs, where do you start?
Sure. I mean, just to kind of, you know, break it down for you, obviously we're going to have the clerks that operate in the retail establishments, but retail is technology jobs, they're finance jobs, warehousing and distribution jobs. So retail really runs the whole gamut on employees and what employee needs may be. You know, workforce development is important. I know the governor and legislature continue to talk about opportunities to educate and to train Ohio's workforce. Like the manufacturers and other industries, finding good people sometimes can be difficult, but you know we'll continue to look for the right person.
So what are some of those steps that the state, working in collaboration with business, can be taking, Gordon, to bring people along who are going to fill those future job needs?
Sure. You know, a lot of it is partnership with our community colleges. You know, we do represent companies who sell farm and equipment and also who sell industrial equipment. And having the technicians to do work on those pieces of equipment is, as your audience knows, some of these pieces of equipment are very complicated. And so having the right team and, you know, partnering with community colleges to get the right technicians, the right training is important, and those are some of the steps we've taken.
Let's talk a little bit more. You mentioned, Gordon, technology and its, I guess, impact on the industry that you're serving. What are some of the technological developments that have come along recently that make retailing a better experience for the customer and hopefully more profitable for the owner?
Sure. Thank you. Retail is at the forefront of innovation. There are no barriers to entry to be a retailer. Essentially, you know, you have an item a consumer wants to buy and you go to the Department of Taxation and get a vendor's license and you can start selling. So as you can imagine, retailers have to continue to reinvent themselves and be innovators in the industry. And you talk about technology, you know, the very items that we use on a day-to-day basis, smartphones, tablets, laptops, and computers, retail is now omni-channel retailing. Retailers have to be able to provide the method and manner in which a consumer wants to make a purchase. If it's online, if it's in the traditional brick and mortar establishment, or it's via telephone, retail has to be able to provide that.
I think the first evidence that I saw that smartphones were going to be important when I walked into Walmart or Sears, or I almost said Lazarus, but Macy's, was the fact that they started printing advertising on the floor.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And Lazarus is fine because Fred Lazarus Jr. was our founder back in 1922. So
really?
we're very appreciative of Mr. Lazarus's insight. It's a big deal. Retail is continuing to change. Brick and mortar is not going to go away. Most of us probably have some type of TV or big screen TV in our homes. We still go to the movie theater to watch a movie. Retail, brick and mortar retail or some retail, is a social experience. Consumers still want to go in with their family and shop, and it's part of the social experience that they enjoy. So retail just has to continue to change. There are consumers that will say, got to have it online or have to have it brick and mortar. We have to be able to provide that channel for them.
Yeah, and that experience, it seems it's gone beyond just the shopping. I mean, there's a playroom for the kids or, a place for dad who doesn't want to shop for dresses with his wife. He can prop his feet up and watch a little bit of a ball game. And hopefully I would think that besides providing that additional type of experience, there's a potential to turn an extra buck or two when they're in the building.
Sure. We want our customers to be comfortable and enjoy the experience in our brick and mortar stores. And absolutely, we want consumers to feel that they can make a purchase and they're getting a good fair deal. And we like it when the registers are ringing.
Talk a little bit about data. and how it is shaping, changing retail. Here in agriculture, I mean, we almost can track corn fields by the plant anymore. Talk a little bit about data collection and use and how that impacts on what your members are doing.
Big data is everywhere, and obviously it's in the farm industry, big in the retail industry. You know, tracking and making sure that we can provide the proper product that a customer wants. You know, many stores will have thousands of SKUs or items in their stores, and we need to make sure that we track inventory correctly. So if there is a trend, we need to see the trend ahead of time, so we make sure we have the right items or we have the right product offering. If consumers are shifting in one direction, we got to be ahead of them, because we need to make sure that we can make the sale. If we don't make the sale, somebody else will.
Gordon Goff, President and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. One more technology question. You mentioned that retail takes in the back of store, and so the whole logistics and product movement, how is that impacting what's going on in retail in terms of just making sure that it gets from the manufacturer to the warehouse to the store shelf?
Sure. You know, you're seeing huge changes in warehousing and distribution and the infrastructure, and conversations that we'll have to have with legislative leaders and here in the state and folks out of ODOT is, if you think about this, typically an 18-wheeler would show up to the back of a retail store and drop off the goods, and consumers would then travel to that particular store and make a purchase. Now we have UPS, FedEx trucks traveling to individuals' homes. So how is the Ohio's infrastructure going to react to that? And so there are bigger things that we need to think about as consumer behavior changes.
Adam Sharp joins us. I was kidding, Gordon. I didn't mention this on air, but Gordon had planned to be here with us, and Adam planned to be in at the start, but what, Cuban ambassador showed up or something?
Yeah, you never know.
Welcome in, boss.
You never know who's going to show up at the Farm Bureau office. I don't know. A Cuban ambassador was in today to talk about agricultural trade and, of course, good markets for our Ohio grain and livestock producers down south. And, of course, which is a nice even, you know, segue here to talk about business and the flow of product here in the state of Ohio and how it flows and retail merchants' role in that. And agriculture's role in that. So, happy to have this conversation. It's very timely right now with a lot of conversations about business, both domestic and international, for Ohio agricultural trade.
We've got just a minute here before the break. You weren't in here. Gordon spent the top of the show telling us how wonderful Farm Bureau is. You want to tell Gordon how wonderful his association is?
They are. They are. And let me tell you why. You know, we do enjoy here in the state of Ohio having a terrific relationship between our business community groups. And, you know, whether it's the Chamber, NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, Farm Bureau, Retail Merchants, you know, we all, you know, in Ohio Manufacturing Association, all those groups, we talk regularly. We're together all the time. We're looking at issues that are important to transportation and business and taxation to make sure we can grow business in Ohio.
When we continue, we're going to have both of our guests in with us, Adam Sharp, who you just heard from, the Executive Vice President of Ohio Farm Bureau, Gordon Goff, President and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. What you and I want when we walk into a store or go to a farm market is changing. We're going to talk about that with both Gordon and Adam when we continue on Town Hall Ohio.
If you can. Hey,
welcome back to Town Hall Ohio. Our guests in the studio are Gordon Goff, President and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. Adam Sharp is Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. We've had Adam talk about this on the show in the past, Gordon, so we'll start with you. It seems that one of the biggest consumer trends, definitely in food, but you can talk about other parts of retail. One of the biggest consumer trends is they want it local. It doesn't matter if it's a milkshake or a widget or a piece of clothing. People just have this tendency to like it better if it was built, grown, made next door than anywhere else. Do you see that in across retail?
Food retailing, absolutely. I think that consumers want to see and know where their food is coming from. And so many of our retail partners and members are showcasing some of the Ohio Proud items that are being sold in the stores and having conversations, especially at the meat counter with consumers, to talk about where a particular steak or hamburger may come from. I think it's important that we provide that service to Ohio consumers.
Adam, how's that trend in the local food preference impacting what farmers are doing on their farms?
Yeah, it's been fascinating when you talk with our what we call our young ag professionals, so kind of our 18 to 35 year olds. This is a big part of that conversation. They're producing products specifically to either sell directly locally to our Ohio consumers, or they're producing it as an ingredient or to be mixed or to be processed or something into a local ingredient, where the retailer, the restaurant, and others are asking specifically for those products that are local, quote unquote local. And oftentimes that means within Ohio. And that spans across the board, whether it's produce, whether it's meats, whether it's grains, or whether you jump over that fence into the already prepared foods, like Gordon mentioned. So, we hear beer, right, or bourbon, and where is the grain coming from? Where are the hops coming from? I mean, so you're hearing it across the board in all kinds of interesting areas, and our producers are producing for it.
Yeah, we're seeing farmers that we haven't grown hops in Ohio in of any scale for decades, and it's starting to make a comeback. This another trend that we see seemingly growing, Gordon, is the idea of some personalized service. I mean, it may be as simple as someone greeting me when I walk in the big box store and pointing me towards the aisle I want to go to, but often this idea that I want to be treated as an individual. I don't want to just be another wallet walking through the front door.
Customer service is paramount to retail profitability and retail success. Providing the services that the customers want, our customers, is important because customers have choices and can shop at various places. And getting feedback from customers, whether it's Ohio Proud foods that are coming into our stores or providing prepared dishes, mother or father on their way home from work, don't have time to cook dinner, can stop at one of our retail stores and have dinner and be home in 10 minutes and food on the table in no time. And those are important services that our membership will continue to offer.
That stretches back to the farm too, Adam. A lot of people aren't satisfied just knowing that their product was grown locally. They want the name of the man and the woman who put the seed in the ground.
Yeah, they want to know where it came from specifically and what went into it specifically and where did those ingredients come from. Those are the kind of questions we get now. Those are the kind of, marketing demands that we certainly have a large group of Ohio farmers now looking at, aiming at, and marketing to.
You know, Adam, I would add that I think it just showcases the importance of the retail industry and the farming industry and the communication of the supply of the food supply chain and how important it is for our retailers to be able to be in contact with your members about the items that they have for sale that are Ohio grown or Proud Ohio products.
Yeah, besides absolutely. Local, one of the expectations that farmers, a group of expectations that farmers have and talk about it from the retail perspective, social expectations. They want to know that when the product is produced, it has a small environmental footprint. They want to know that the people who helped grow it or manufacture it got paid a living wage. How's that spilling over into your space, impacting what retailers are doing?
Sure. We're going to respond to consumer demands and consumer behavior. Having conversations about social issues are important. A lot of our members are in the business of having part-time jobs, so this conversation does come up from time to time.
Adam, one of the challenges, the customer's always right. You want to give she or he what they want. But sometimes the expectations may result in some unintended consequences. How do you get people to think beyond a single issue and to think more broadly on, okay, so if we do this, that's great, but this might happen?
Yeah, so, in the food business, right? And in the agriculture world, there is that constant element of education, right? About how food is produced, where it comes from,
You know, what are ways that you can obviously keep the price affordable, but also treat the animal well, and also have make sure that the crops are raised in the most environmentally sensitive way that they can be, and environmentally friendly way that they can be. Those are very important, that balance. And we struggle with that all the time. And it's also a great opportunity, right? And that's a part where many of our farmers now, that's where they're looking at. They're talking about the production methods, the way they're treating their animals, the way they're taking care of the environment as they produce the food, and then learning to talk about that to the consumer.
We are going to continue learning more about the retail business in Ohio, some of the influences on it, and how it relates to the agricultural sector in the state. Helping us tell that story, Adam Sharp, our Executive Vice President here at Farm Bureau, and our special guest, the President and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Gordon Goff.
Maybe I'll go to the mall and get a cell phone and a taco and a plasma screen TV. 'Cause I've got faith in the economy.
Is there faith in the economy, and how is it impacting what's going on in the retail space? We're chatting today with the president and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Gordon Goff, Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of Ohio Farm Bureau. Gordon, on the outside chance that somebody wasn't waiting by their radio dial at the top of the hour to tune this in, real quick, remind our listeners what your organization's all about.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants advocates on behalf of the retail industry here in Ohio, and have good relationships with the Ohio legislature to talk about issues that are important to the retail industry and how the retail industry can continue to support the state of Ohio.
So about every week, I watch these reports, and there are probably 50 different people that issue some kind of a report on X sentiment, consumer sentiment, banking sentiment, agricultural sentiment. So what's the sentiment with retailers? Are we heading into a recession, or the great boom has restarted?
Well, there are obviously a lot of economic indicators, as you pointed out, Joe, and the school from the team up north has a consumer confidence index, which is relatively high currently. You know, our members, the two famous words I like to talk about the economy is our members are cautiously optimistic. Retail sales have continued to grow. Our partner at the national level, the National Retail Federation, predicts retail sales for 2017 to grow between 2.8 and 3.7% for the year. Ohio has been lagging a little bit in retail sales. We do a holiday sales forecast with our research think tank Focus on Ohio's Future, and we had predicted holiday sales for 2016 to be about 1.54% over 2015, and all indicators show that we probably exceeded that. But it was slower growth than the national level. The Ohio economy is not growing as fast. I think we've seen some hiccups with tax collection in the state at the income tax and the sales tax. The stock market continues to outperform, obviously a huge bump after the presidential election in last November, and we're continuing to see the stock market grow. It's really tough to say if this is a bubble or we're seeing some pent-up demand. The U.S. economy has enjoyed growth over the last seven-plus years, anemic at best, but there's been growth. And retailers, are doing well. There have been some retailers out there that are closing stores. But again, that's responding to consumer demand. As consumers look at the omni-channel of retailing, there is growth in the online. And again, you know, we have to be able to provide the channel that the consumer wants to shop in.
If I ask a farmer about the economic outlook,
yep,
cautious will be in there. I'm not sure the word optimism will be right now.
You know, it is an interesting time because you got like as I mentioned earlier, you got a lot of people in the state of Ohio who are really working on a lot of either local-based or direct-sourced agricultural and food products, and there's still a lot of excitement there, and I think a lot of optimism in that world of agriculture, in the food world. But then you jump over here into the commodity side, and whether it's crops or whether it's livestock, it is, you know, we have had the biggest drop in net farm income, not just in Ohio, but in the country, these last 3 years, biggest drop in net farm income since the Great Depression. So we have had an enormous drop overall in what farmers were enjoying as far as markets just 3 years ago. At the same time, you have an increase in property tax, and you couple that with some other tax concerns that they have, and there's real concern. There is real concern in the farming world. But at the same time, I think you're seeing a lot of farmers, and you see in our county farm bureaus, you got new members sitting around the table. And that might be the owner of the local IGA, for example, who's sitting there with the farmers on their local county board. And they're talking about ways that they're going to be marketing products directly and promoting products directly and trying to open new markets or grow existing markets that might currently be small. So interesting things going on.
Sure. Just to add, Adam, from our perspective, and our research partners, the University of Cincinnati, and they're showing their economic research on our behalf is showing that incomes aren't growing. What's driving the growth is increased saving rates and decrease in folks paying down debt, which is then opening up more discretionary income. So we're not seeing real wages necessarily increase at the percentages that maybe the national economy is enjoying, but we are seeing Ohio consumers, you know, paying down debt and maybe saving more.
Gordon Goff is the president and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. Adam Sharp, executive vice president of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Adam, one last thing here before the break. So you pointed out that there are a lot of, especially the commodity type farmers, in some tough economic times right now. You just got back from spending time with farmers. You spend time with our members all the time. Is there some optimism? Are they going to be able to weather this downturn?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at the 1980s, the last time we had a really difficult time in agri world, and some in the 90s too, but very different picture and actually very similar to what Gordon just mentioned. If you look at the agricultural markets, our debt-to-asset ratio is dramatically different from when it was then. We've paid down debt. There's not big loads of debt. And also the other big difference between now and in the 80s, interest rates. So, you know, if farmers have borrowed a lot of money to buy a lot of land, which they are always doing, interest rates are low. That has also helped. So two big differences between now and, say, 20 years ago.
You know, in the movement of the Federal Reserve, you know, last week, Adam, about raising interest rates shows that inflation is in check. So different than obviously the early 1980s. So we'll continue to be cautiously optimistic and hopeful that the U.S. economy, the governor's been taken off and the economy will grow.
We'll be back to talk more about the economy and some of the drivers thereof when we continue on Town Hall Ohio.
And I went to the retail shop to get some retail hops to make my own retail beer, but they said, hey, retail here, look at here, I got the retail, look at me, I got the retail business right here.
How about that? Retail. We even have a song about retail hops. To make beer.
I heard that.
Very good, Joe. Very good.
Yes, we do that at no extra charge.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gordon Goff is the president and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. Adam Sharp, executive vice president, Ohio Farm Bureau. Just a question I like throwing out, Gordon, to a lot of our guests who spend some time thinking about these. Last November, whether or not you agree with who got elected, I think a lot of America was shocked that a very non-traditional candidate won the highest office in the land. As you talk to your members several months into the Trump administration, what kind of things are you hearing from them?
Our members are obviously love the energy that's now in Washington with rolling back some of the, I would say, more less business-friendly provisions that were out of the former administration. A lot of things are not being accomplished as quickly maybe as one would want. I know there's some debate going on in the Congress currently, but we definitely love the energy that we're seeing from the new administration and now the new Congress.
Adam, right or wrong? Well, I think it's right. It's statistically right. The quote-unquote rural vote right. is what put Mr. Trump in office.
Oh, I think so.
Farmers are part of rural America. What are you hearing from our folks several months in?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the maps and rural America, rural Ohio was, you know, played a large part, if not the key part, right, in putting Mr. Trump in office. So obviously the farming community is watching very closely what's happening these first, you know, several months. And for us, there are some key issues. They're very, you know, farmers are very much are enthusiastic about tax reform, regulatory reform. These are things that, you know, are going to hopefully help business and help grow our local markets and grow our national markets in the ag world. But also equally caution when it comes to the talk of trade. and some of the discussions, right, that went on during the campaign about trade. It makes us very nervous. So we want to make sure that we're right now talking about calming those markets. We need to talk about growing trade, not hopefully harming agricultural trade. And immigration is very critical also to agriculture. And we support a very strong strong borders. But at the same time, we need to make sure we have a guest worker program in agriculture that works.
Thanks, Adam. And obviously, tax reform is top of mind for retailers at the federal level as well. There's some concern with the proposal of the border adjustment tax, which would be detrimental to retailers that do, do enjoy imports into the country. And also, as Adam pointed out, we're concerned about trade. Trade is important for the state. It's important for the retail industry, and obviously is important for the farming industry. And we're looking forward to thoughtful conversations with our Ohio delegation about these issues. And frankly, we have a positive mindset and think that some good things are going to be accomplished.
Yeah, trade, for example, as any good Ohioan, as you're driving around the state, you look out your window, every three rows of corn and soybeans you see out your car windshield get exported. Not just out of Ohio, but out of the country. And Mexico is our largest purchaser of corn. Largest purchaser, Mexico. We're doing $1 million of business with Mexico every minute. $1 million. A big part of that is agriculture. China is our largest market for soybeans. So these are big opportunities that we've grown over the years of trade. These countries buy a lot more food from us than they do from others, and we have a great trade balance with these countries. And in fact, you know, the surplus, right? They're buying more from us than we are from them in the food world. We want to keep that.
One of the big things that farmers pay attention to is the cost of health care. I won't ask you to comment specifically, Gordon, on some of the proposals in D.C. because as we're recording, there's still those discussions going on. But on the priority list for retailers, how important is affordable, accessible health care for them and their workers?
Joe, it's very important. Affordable health care, as you pointed out, and what that will end up looking like in the next several months is your guess is as good as mine, but it is important. Some of the proposals that were in the Affordable Care Act are harmful and hurtful to business. We'd like to see some of those provisions be removed, but we're also cognizant of making sure our workforce and the U.S. itself has access to affordable health care. How that's done is going to be interesting.
So, Adam, 30 seconds here for some shameless self-promotion. Small business people listening might want to talk to Farm Bureau about a new benefit we have, the health benefit plan.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've heard is a strong demand over these last several years from our members is the need for health care and the need for a plan that they can work on. And Farm Bureau did launch just back here in January a health benefit plan that's specifically targeted to small businesses of, say, two partners or families up to about 100.
And if you would like to know more about that, visit us at ofbf.org. We'll visit more with Gordon Goff of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants and Farm Bureau's Adam Sharp when we continue on Town Hall Ohio. Walk into a retail location around Ohio, chances are Gordon Goff has some affiliation with it. He is the president and CEO of the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants. Adam Sharp, executive vice president of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. As we start to wind things down here, Gordon, we were talking about some of the things that farmers and your members like happening in Washington. Of course, a lot of our ability to prosper as business people, retailer, farm, also depends on what's going on at the State House. You've got some tax things that you're paying attention to down there?
Joe, we are. And product of research and conversations with lawmakers in the State House, Senate Bill 9, sponsored by State Senator Kevin Bacon, is again introduced a sales tax holiday for August 5 through 7. In the last 2016 and 2015, Ohioans enjoyed a sales tax holiday on back-to-school items. And we're thankful that the Senate passed the bill already, and we're hopeful that the House will pass it soon and deliver it to Governor Kasich for his signature. And It's a great opportunity for all Ohio consumers to enjoy paying no sales tax on some clothing, footwear, and back to school supplies.
We've done this in past years. You've got some research that says it pays off for the retailer and pays off for the consumer.
The benefit, it truly goes to the consumer. The consumer is really the sole beneficiary. And frankly, a lot of the other items that are purchased during the holiday, then, you know, so we're seeing increased sales during the month of August during those 3 days. So consumers are buying other items that maybe not are sales tax exempt, like the back to school items. So we think it's a win-win for everybody.
Adam, we've got a very important tax policy issue pending at the State House, and that's the fact that farmers around the state have had property taxes just skyrocket in the last 5, 6, 8 years.
Yeah, we've had farmers with 100, 200, 300% tax increases, some over 1,000% tax increase just in the last a few years, which is very difficult to stomach, right? At the same time, commodity prices have dropped so much. So a difficult issue. We are very glad to see, though, that the leadership in both the House and the Senate are working closely with us and with the Ohio farming community to move some tax reform forward. That'll hopefully fix some issues that were lingering in the tax policy here in the state around property taxes, or what we call common ag use value, CAUV.
So as we close out here, Gordon, Gordon Goff with the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, we've talked a little bit about the administrative branch of government, the executive branch. We've talked a lot about the legislative branch. Farmers pay close attention to what happens with the judiciary as well. Is that on the mind of retailers to kind of have a good idea of who we're electing to the bench?
Absolutely. We need a judiciary that's not legislating from the bench, Joe, that has common sense and is thinking about the business impact when decisions come down, if it's at the trial level, at the appeals level, or even at the Ohio Supreme Court. Having a good judiciary branch is very important for the retail sector.
Why do farmers pay so much attention to the same subject?
Well, same thing. Sometimes you need to make sure that items are getting litigated here in the state or federally. And we've often made this a top priority in election years of making sure that we're educating about and encouraging farmers and their neighbors to educate themselves about who is on the ticket in the court, because it doesn't have a D or an R next to their name, and being able to understand who are these folks on that ticket that are running for these judgeships across the state is critical, and sometimes doesn't get enough play, because the judges are humble people in the way they run their campaigns, and respectful, and that's good, but we've got to make sure that we educate Ohioans to know who their judges are and be able to cast a vote that they want to cast.
So, Gordon, one of our things that we work on extensively in Farm Bureau is leadership development, bringing along that young person or even an experienced person, getting them to serve on the county board, become a county Farm Bureau president, shoot, maybe ending up on the state board of trustees. Do you work on that, too, in the retail space, bringing people in to sit on your board or contribute back to their industry?
Absolutely. And we, constantly think about getting the younger generations more engaged with the association and with the retail sector. And, there's a huge population out there, the millennial generation, who are doing things a little bit differently than maybe past generations. And how do we reach them? How do we create a sense of loyalty and within that generation? And we're excited about all the opportunities that may bring.
And if folks want to know more about the Council of Retail Merchants, how do they do that?
Yeah, please visit us on our website at ocrm.net.
Thanks for coming in. We hope it hadn't been too painful. Maybe you'll come back again.
Joe and Adam, thank you very much. And Joe, I just want to point out that Adam looks very nice today in his suit and tie, and I'm assuming he bought those from good Ohio retailers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Made from Ohio cotton even, right?
Right. Thanks, Gordon.
Adam. Thank you.
Thank you both for joining us, and thanks for tuning us in today on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.